Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Samachay. We are holding on the very top of Daf Samachay Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on Samachay Amar Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, Shem Shem and Aliyah, and it's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, whoever's left should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we are discussing today is the Mishnah is going to talk about Ov V'Yedaoni, and we're going to have a machlokas, why the Mishnah in Krisus only mentions one of them, whereas the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin, when it talks about the Chiyuvei Skila, mentions both Ov and Yedoni. Then the Gemara is going to spend a considerable amount of time discussing what is considered to be a Maisa in order to be Chayiv Karban Chatos, in order to be Chayiv Malkus. What is considered to be enough of a Maisa? Is Akimas Piva Maisa? Is Ishtachava a Maisa? Is doing Ov V'Yedoni a Maisa? The Gemara is going to have two challenges on Amud Beis to the idea that a mace speaks from underneath the armpit by Ov. The Gemara is going to bring two places that seem to contradict that. We're going to answer each of them. Then the Gemara is going to discuss a challenge that Turnus Rufus had to Rabbi Akiva about Shabbos and how Rabbi Akiva responded to that challenge. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is a Doresh El Hamesim and what we learn from Doresh El Hamesim. And then at the very end of the daf, going into Samach Vav Amud Aleph, we're going to have a discussion of Ma'onein. What exactly is a Ma'onein and different possibilities, including about whether one is allowed to believe that there are lucky times and unlucky times to do things. Okay, so let's begin with the Mishnah on the top of Dav Samachay Amud Aleph. So Bal Ov Zepito Mamedaber Mishichyo. That's referring to someone who brings up a spirit of a mace and it somehow rests in his armpit, under his arms, and the mace speaks from there. And all of that is done through some form of kishuf. Yedoni Zamedaber Bepiv. Yedoni is someone who takes a certain type of bone of a certain type of animal and he puts it in his mouth, and through kishuf that bone speaks. Sarelu Beskila, both a practitioner of Ov and Yedoni is Chayev Skila. The Pasuk says, Ovo Yedoni Mos Yumasu Be'even Yirgumu Osam. So we see clearly it's a Chayev Skila. Vanishal Behemen, someone who turns with Kishuf to them to know the future, Basara. That's not Skila, that's a Losase. The Pasuk says, Lo Yimatzi Becha V'Shoel Ovo Yedoni V'Dori Shalamesim. So it's Lo Yimatzi Becha, including a Shoel Ovo Yedoni and so we see that that's just a los hasei, but not a chiyuv skila. It's interesting, we talk about someone who seeks advice or seeks the future from Ov Yedoni as hanish al behem. L'chora, it should have been hashoel behem. Nishal is the one being asked, not the one doing the asking. So the Torah Chaim explains that we do find that even in Nach, that the term Nishal is a reference to a Shoel. We find that Nishal David Ma'amadi Ad Beis Lechem, that it means David asked Rishus to go to Beis Lechem, and he uses the term Nishal. The Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis adds that the Tanna and the Mishnah also sometimes use Nishal B'makom Shoel. In Maseches Yom it says, Be'elu Nishalin Burim V'tumim Ve'enish Alin Ela L'melech L'beizdin. And again, it means Shoelin. The Marat explains that about Ov Yedoni, it actually is Nishal, because first he asks those who turn to him what they want to know, and based on that they ask the mace or the etzem. So with a person who approaches the Baal Ov Yedoni actually is a Nishal, because you go to the Baal Ov Yedoni and the Baal Ov Yedoni would say, what is it that you seek? So you are Nishal in terms of that, in terms of what it is that one seeks. Now Rashi understands that the lo saseh that we're saying that initial is in violation of is al tifnu ela ovos ve'ela yedonim. Tosus asks on Rashi, then the nishal should be chayiv kares, because the following pasuk is va'nefesh asher tifnu ela ovos ve'ela yedonim v'ichrati osa mikerev amo, the pasuk says. So it sounds like it should be chayiv kares. So Tosus says the azhara for nishal must be from a different pasuk, from le'imatzi b'cha v'shol ovi yedonim v'dor shalameisim, as we pointed out. So not like Rashi. Okay, so now the Gemara comments as follows. We had a Mishnah where we counted out all of the Chiyuvei Skila back on Daf Nun Gimel, and among the different Chiyuvei Skila we mentioned Balov and Yidoni. And yet, in Maseches Krisos, when we go through all of those who are Chayiv Krisos, when they do an Aver B'mezid without Edim Basra, without Basra and Edim, and those who are Chayiv Echatos, when they do B'shogeg, we list off only Ov and not Yidoni. So, frankly, Gemara, Maishna Hacha, Dekatani, Balov, V'Yidoni, Umaishna Gabi Krisos, Dekatani, Balov, V'Shairi, L'Yidoni. Why is it that here, when we go through the Chayiv Eskilo, we mention Ov and Yidoni, but when it comes to Chiv Ekaris, we only mention Ov and not Yidoni? So two opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hol Vushnein Belav Echonemru, that since Ov and Yidoni are written in the same pasuk, in the same los, I say, Al Tifnu Ela Ovos Ve Ela Yidonim. It doesn't say Al Tifnu Ela Ovos Ve Al Tifnu Ela Yidonim. It's Ela Ovos Ve Ela Yidonim. So therefore, even though there's a Karban Chatos when you do each of these Averos separately, but nevertheless, if you violate both of them, Behelim Echad, you violate both of them at the same time, you're chayiv only one Karban Chatos. And since the Gemara Maseches Krisos and Daf Beis says that if you violate all of the Averos in that Mishnah, Behelim Echad, you're chayiv Echatos for each and every one of those Averos, so therefore the Mishnah does not mention over there both Ov and Yidoni, because it wouldn't be true. You're not chayiv a separate Chatos for each of those Averos. If you violate both of them, Behelim Echad, you're only chayiv one Chatos, so that's why it only mentions Ov. Reish Lakish Amar, Yidoni Lifi Shein B'maisa. That the Mishnah in Krisos doesn't mention Yidoni because you're not doing a Maisa at the very moment of the Kishuv. Meaning, what does Yidoni do? You put the person puts the bone in his mouth and the bone speaks on its own. So the Maisa is placing the bone in the mouth. Nothing's happening at that moment. It only speaks on its own. So you're not Chayiv, Karban Chatos, when you do Yidoni, because you're not doing a Maisa. Why is it that you need to be doing a Maisa in order to be Chayiv Karban Chatos? Because the Torah says, when it comes to Karban Chatos, Torah achas yeh lechem lo'oseh bishkaga. So it's lo'oseh, only if you do a Maisa. So since Yidoni doesn't involve a Maisa, Yidoni doesn't get mentioned when we talk about Krisos and Chayiv Chatos. But Chayiv Eskila, you don't need a Maisa. So Yidoni does get mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna bal ov dinakat. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who gave the first answer, that they're both incorporated in the same lav, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv separate chatos for them, so it had to pick one or the other. It couldn't mention both. But why did it mention Bal Ov? Why not mention Yidoni in the Mishnah in Maseches Krisos? Mishum de Pasuk Bekra. It's natural to mention Ov first, because that's the first one that's in the Pasuk. So it could have chosen either one of them, but it chose the first one in the Pasuk. Reish Lakish, my time, Elam, or Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Reish Lakish not agree with Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Rabbi Yochanan seemed to have a wonderful answer, that there's only one Lo Sase in the Torah for both Ov and Yidoni. So Memela, it's only going to appear as one item on the list in the Maseches Krisos. So Rav Papa Chalukinein B'misa. Rav Papa says that Reish Lakish holds that even though Ov and Yidoni are only one lav, but in the pasuk that talks about their own esh, it says Ov O Yidoni Mos Yumasu Ba'even Yirgamu Osam. So O, the word O in the pasuk Ov O Yidoni divides between them to tell me that there's a chi of misa for each one individually, and therefore Reish Lakish will learn they're also chayv separate kabanos chatos. So even though when it comes to the lav it mentions them together, Reish Lakish will say that does not mean that it's only one karban chatos if you do both of them, because when it comes to the description of the chi of misa, they're separated from one another, and therefore they're going to be chayv separate kabanos chatos as well. So if a person if a Yidoni was an Avera that there's a Karban Chatos and you would do it together with the Baal Ov in Helem Echad, you would have brought two Chata'os and the Mishnah should have counted them. Elamai, the Mishnah doesn't write Yidoni, says Reish Lakish, because you're taka not chayiv a Karban Chatos for Yidoni since it's Ein Bo Maisa. So that's Reish Lakish needed to come up with this different answer that it's Ein Bo Maisa, and that's why it doesn't mention Yidoni. Rabbi Yochanan, what's he going to answer to that Taina? After all, the Torah does split them when it comes to the Misa. Chaluka d'lav, Shema Chaluka, Chaluka d'Misa, lo Shema Chaluka. He'll say that what we look for when we want to determine whether there are multiple chataos is not whether they're split from one another when it comes to Misa, it's whether they're split from one another when it comes to love. So they have a different view on how to interpret the Pesukim and how to derive the halacha about Karban Chatos from the Pesukim. Whereas Reish Lakish looks, are they divided from one another when it comes to the Chiyuv Misa? Rabbi Yochanan looks as to whether they're divided from one another when it comes to the Chiyuv Lav. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Lom Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the reason the Tana in Krisos left out Yidoni Yidoni is for the reason Reish Lakish gave, because there's no Maisa involved in Yidoni. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to come up with a different answer, that it's if you do them both Vel and Mechid, you only Chayiv one Chatos? It should be zero Chatos for Yidoni. There's no Maisa. So Amalach, Rabbi Yochanan respond, Masnis and Dekritos, Rabbi Akivi, Damar Lobin and Maisa. The Mishnah in Kritos is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who will say you don't need a Maisa in order to be Chayiv a Karban Chatos. And therefore, you can't tell me that the Mishnah left off Yidoni, since there's no Maisa. According to the Mishnah, you do not need a Maisa. The Mishnah in Krisus has a machlokas tanoim, whether Megadev, whether someone who's Mekalel, who's not doing any Maisa, brings a carbon or not. So the Mishnah lists Megadev among the other Chiyuve Kares that bring a carbon Chatos if they do it Bishogeg. So it sounds like that's like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that's quoted in the Brice over there on Dav Zayin, that a Megadev brings a carbon even if there's no Maisa. And then at the end of the Mishnah, quotes the sheet of the Chum that holds that a Megadev does not bring a carbon because he's not doing a Maisa. The Chacham derived that from the pasuk Torah Achas Yelachem Laosa Bishkaga, that Tafka, if you're Osa Maisa, do you bring a carbon chata? So those are the two opinions that are made clear in Maseches Krisos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot tell me that the reason the Mishnah left off Yidoni is because Yidoni is not doing a Maisa. That Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva that you do not need a Maisa. Reish Lakish, how's Reish Lakish going to respond to that? So he'll say, look, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need a Maisa within reason. Nihidalo by Rabbi Akiva Maisa. Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zutabai. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need a big Maisa in order to be Chayev Achatas. But a Maisa Zuta, a little Maisa, you need. Yidoni does nothing. A Megadev is not doing a big Maisa. He's doing a Kimas Piv, not a big Maisa. Yidoni just puts the bone in his mouth and that's it. He leaves it. He's not even moving his mouth. And it just happens on its own. Megadev, my Maisa Iko. What Maisa is the Megadev doing? You're telling me the Megadev does a Maisa Zuta? What's the Maisa Zuta? Well, Akima Svasav, Avi Maisa. Moving his lips is a Maisa. It's a Maisa Zuta, but it's a Maisa. Bal Ov, my Maisa Ika. What Maisa does a Bal Ov do? Meaning by telling me that Yidoni doesn't have a Maisa, and that's why it's not a Maseches Krisos. You must be assuming that Ov is a Maseches Krisos because there is a Maisa. What's the Maisa of the Bal Ov? Well, Akashas Rosav, Avi Maisa. He's got to flap his arms or do something in order to get the spirit to talk, and that itself is considered to be a Maisa. Now, the Mishnah Maseches Krisos, as we mentioned, has this machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Akiva about Megadev, that whether it brings Karban Chatas or not. But Ov is mentioned in the Mishnah over there, and the Chum do not disagree about Ov. So apparently, even the Rabbanan hold that Akasha's Ro'os is considered to be a Maisa. So, meaning even the Rabbanan hold that you need a Maisa, and they therefore say Megadev is not a Maisa, so Akimas Piv is not a Maisa, but apparently flapping the arms is a Maisa, because the Baal Ov does that, and the Baal Ov is mentioned, and the Rabbanan agree that a Baal Ov is a Maisa. Vafil Rabbanan is Akashas Rose considered a Maisa, even according to the Rabbanan? Is that true, Vatanya? But doesn't the Brisa tell us about an Ovid of Adazar B'shogig, Enu Chayvel al Dover Sheish B'Maisa, Kigon, Zibuach, Kitor, Venisuch, Vihishtach Ava'ah, that one is only chayiv for doing avodah zarah with a maisa, like slaughtering an animal to it, being makdir something to it, being menasech, or bowing. V'yam Reish Lakish, mantan ishtachava, Rabbi Akiva, and Reish Lakish says, ooh, who holds that bowing as a maisa? That's only Rabbi Akiva, damar lo binan maisa, you don't need to do a maisa, and therefore you're going to be chayiv even for just bowing. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu teim rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan would say that even the rabbanan would agree that you're chayiv for bowing, because the rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan learns that the rabbanan hold that ishtachava is a maisa, because kfifas kamasa, the rabbanan have a maisa, bowing is considered a Maisa. But we're not working within the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. This whole discussion that we're having over here is within the sheet of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one in our Gemara who said that the reason Yidoni is not mentioned in the Mishnah and Krisos is because there's no Maisa on Yidoni. And then we said, okay, so Ov is a Maisa. Megadev, Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim. So Ov, apparently, according to Reish Lakish, is more of a Maisa than waving your hands. But wait, Reish Lakish held that his Hishtachava'a, according to the Chachamim, is not a Maisa. So Hashtal Reish Lakish, Kfifas Kamasal Rabbanon, Lo Avi Maisa. The way Reish Lakish learns the sheet of the Rabbanon and Krisos is that bowing is not a Maisa. But Hakashas Rosh of Dvalov, Havi Maisa. But how could it be then that waving his arms when he's practicing Ov, that is a Maisa? Why is bowing more of a Maisa than waving one's arms? So it says, Mark, Kikam Reish Lakish Nami, Rabbi Kivav, the Rabbanon Lo. When Reish Lakish says that moving one's arms of Baal Ov is considered a Maisa, it's only within the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that it's considered a Maisa. But the Rabbanon would say in a Chinami that just like Ishtach Hava'a is not a Maisa, well, neither is waving one's arms. Iachi, well, if that's true, that the Chum disagreed with Rabbi Kiva about a Baal Ov as well, and they hold that there's no Chiyuv Chatas for a Baal Ov because there's no Maisa, Yotza Megadev Ubalov mi Baile. How come the Chacham do not disagree in Maseches Krisos about a Balov? The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Kiva about a Megadev because Akimas Piv is not a Maisa, and Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need a Maisa. Why don't the Chacham disagree about a Balov as well? Because after all, according to the Chacham's definition of Maisa, Balov doesn't qualify. Hishtachava doesn't qualify. So certainly Balov doesn't qualify. So answer Gemara Elamarula b'mekat of the shade. When the Mishnah Maseches Krisos talks about a Balov, it doesn't just mean he's waving his arms, because that would not be enough of Maisa according to the Rabbanan. It's talking about someone who does a type of kishuv where he does a haktara to a shade, and that's an actual Maisa. So that's where the Chum say you're going to be chayiv. So asks Rava, Rava says Tula, how could you say that a Balov that the Mishnah saw met is someone who's mekat of the shade? If a person is makdir something to a shade, that's an Ovid Avod Zara. The Mishnah already mentioned Chiyuv Kares for an Ovid Avod Zara. How could it mention Baal Ov separately if Baal Ov just means Mekatel Shade is a different form of Avod Zara? Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says that the Mishnah that says that your Chayiv Kares for Baal Ov is not talking about Mekatel Shade as an Avod Zara. It means Mekatel Chaber, that the Baal Ov is someone who's makdir Ktores in order to gather the Shadim to one location and do Kishuv at that moment. The Akhtara is a Maisa, but it's not a worship of an Avodah Zarah. It's a gathering of Shadim, which is therefore a separate Isser. And the Chum Ramadah, the Yechayiv Karis, when you do it Mezid, and Chattas, if you do it B'Shogeg, because it does involve a Maisa. So I'm Le'abayi, I'm Mekater L'Chaber, Chover Chover. Wait, if that's what you're doing, if you're being Mekater just to gather the different spirits, isn't that a violation of Chover Chover, which you're not Chayiv Karis for? It's only a Losasei. So Memeli, you wouldn't be a Chatas, and it doesn't belong in the Mishnah in Krisos. If that's what it means, it doesn't belong in Krisos. Krisos is only for those things that you're Chayiv Karis and Chatas, and this is not, this is just a Losasei. So it says, we're in. You're right. Someone who's mechaber chayos and behemos and nechashim and akrabim, and he gathers them together through some sort of incantation, you're right. It's only a los hasei. There's no chiyuv chatos. But when you're gathering shadim together, that's a different level. That, the Torah says, is a bal ov, and that it's a type of chover that you're chayiv skila. Meaning, what exactly is a Baal Ov? So we started by assuming whatever Baal Ov is here, Baal Ov is there. And over here, the Mishnah defined Baal Ov as the raising the spirit from the armpit. But then, ultimately, Ula said, no, Baal Ov over here means something different than Baal Ov over there. So Ula originally thought that meant that over there, Baal Ov means someone who's Mekater L'Shed. We said, that can't be, that's Avodah Zarah. No, it means Mekater L'Chaber. That Baal Ov in Maseches Krisos is not referring to having a spirit talk from the armpit. It's referring to someone who's a Mekater to gather together the Shadim. Isn't that just an example of Chover Chover? No. Chover Chover is you gathering together animals, creatures, this, that. That's a Losasei. But when you're using some sort of incantation to gather together all the Shadim, that you're Chayiv Skila. That's what Ov means. And for that, you're going to be Chayiv Kares over there. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. So we have a Brisa that says as follows. Chover chover, echad chover gadol, echad chover katan. Whether you gather together large creatures or you gather together small creatures using some sort of incantation, even if you gather together snakes and scorpions and they, you know, to fight each other or to get rid of them, to get them out of the yeshuv, right? You have some sort of a pest problem in your building, so you do chover chover in order to gather all the mice together in your building and get them out of there. So it's all included in that iser. So I'm by Hilka Chaiman did summon Ziburva Akraba, someone who is mechaber using kishuf a bee or a scorpion in order to get them, or whatever types of creatures, in order to get them to damage each other or in order to get rid of them. Even though your kavana is that they shouldn't damage, you're just trying to protect people. Aser, meaning not every time. A lot of times people assume that when it comes to these violations of Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha in different forms, sometimes it's just a violation of the Asay of Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, sometimes a violation of actual Los Aseys in the Torah, of Los Ha'onin, etc. So people assume, well, if it works, that's a raya, that it must be okay. No, the Gemara says, even if you're doing something good and it seems to be a good result, but if the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. So if the only way to get rid of the bees that are in your house is by being chover chover, you're still not allowed to do it because it's a lo sase in the Torah. So regardless of whether it works, one is not allowed to do it. So the Gemara now goes back to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan in the Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. The way Rabbi Yochanan learned that Machlokas is Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't need to do any maisa in order to be chayev v'chatos. And the Chachamim hold you do need to do maisa in order to be chayev v'chatos. And nevertheless, Chachamim say that if you're mishtach v'lavod zara, you're a chayev v'chatos because that's enough of a maisa. And a megadif is potter because that's not enough of a maisa. Rabbi Yochanan maishna dekvivs kamasal rabbanon avi maisa v'akimus fosav lo avi maisa. Why is it that the way Rabbi Yochanan learns Rabbanan, if you bow, that's a maisa? If you move your lips, that's not a maisa. Mishtach of Alav Dazar is yes a maisa. Megadif is not a maisa. So Rava Shain Megadif hold the Yeshno Belev. Rava says because the Ikr Chiv of Megadif is not so much about moving his lips, it's about the fact of what he's focused on in his heart at the time. And therefore, if you were Megadif, and he uses all the words that would normally be mechayiv megadif, but he's not thinking to be cursing Hashem. That's not his intention. He's not chayiv mishum megadif. So it's really about what is going on in his leiv. Tosfos raises the question: well, by avodah zarah, the same is also true. Meaning, if you're not mekabel the alohus belev, you're not mekabel the deity belev, then it's also not, you're not going to be chayiv. So shouldn't ishtachava? Couldn't we say the same thing about ishtachava, that if you're mishtachava but you don't view it as a deity, you're not going to be chayiv? That's what we said a few days ago. And of Samach Alvin Beis, we spoke about mishtachava la andarta, that if someone bows to the statue of the king, so if he's not mekabel be'aloha, Potter, the Gemara said. If he doesn't view it as a deity, then he's Potter. So why then should a kfifas koma be considered a maisa? So Tosa suggests, and say from Malachim Beis, it says that Rav Shekei, the shliach of the Melech Ashur at the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, said divrei giduf klape maila, and the Navi said about his giduf, mimcha yetze choshev al Hashem ra'a. So you see that it calls his giduf, the giduf of Rav Shekei, a machshava ra'a al Hashem. So it sounds like specifically when it comes to being megadef, that really, really, really the ikar is the machshava. Say nachinami when it comes to ishtachava alavodah zarah, if you're not having machshava for a deity, for to deify the thing that you're bowing to, enochinami, you're not going to be chayv. But still, the bowing is really the isser. It's just the tonight to violate the isser is that you need to be deifying it. By megadef, the navi refers to it as mechashev. So clearly, the machshava is the ikr when it comes to megadef. That's one answer of Tosos. Tosos has a second answer. Other Rishonim have different answers. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, I could ask on Rava's answer, that Akimus Fasayim by Megadev is not called the Maisa because the Ikr Chiv is really Belev. Masav Rabbi Zeira, Yatzu Edom Zomman, that Edom Zomman are not going to be Chayev Echatas because Shein Ben Maisa, because there's no Maisa, it's only Dibur. And we know for Echatas, you have to do a Maisa. So and Dibur is not a Maisa. Va'amai, Halasnu Belev. But if you're going to tell me that a Maisa, that Dibur is in fact considered to be a maisa when there's no tenai that it has to be that it's primarily about what's in your lave. Sakum Edim Zomim is not considered a maisa. It has nothing to do with what's in their lave. Edim Zomim is everything about what they actually say. So you're going to tell me Megadef is not a maisa because it's really about the lave. So even though there's speech, the speech isn't the ikar, the lave is the ikar. Edim Zomim, it's about the speech, and the speech is the ikar, the speech is everything. Why is that not a maisa? Some Rav Shaini Edim Zomim of the Yeshna Bakal. Edim Zomim is different because it's the Shema'as Kol. It's the fact that the Dayanim hear what you're saying that makes them chayiv, because there's a Gemar Din that happens because of the Kol. The Kol is Ein Bo Mamish, meaning it's not the Akimas Biv. If an Edim Zomim goes into a basin and he just mouths what he says and he doesn't need, and there's nothing audible coming out of his mouth, there is no chayiv. He's even if the Dayanim know how to read lips, there's no chayiv, right? The chayiv is only from the kol. A kol is so intangible that that's not considered a maisa. So when the point is about you doing the maisa of dibor, and it's not something that's ikar belev, then that would be considered a maisa. But if it's ikar belev, it's not a maisa. That's why megadiv is not a maisa. And if it's not about your actual moving of your lips, but about the voice that comes out of your voice box and gets to the ears of the Dayanim, that's also not considered a Maisa. So says Marva Kol Rabbi Yochanan Lav Maisu, whenever it's about the call being heard and having an impact, that's not called a Maisa. V'itmar chasama b'kol, and higa b'kol, Rabbi Yochanan m'chayiv v'yishalka shomer pater. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv if you violate lo saksum shor b'disho just by your voice alone without doing any Maisa. Meaning the animal's about to eat as you're working with the animal, and you shout to get the animal to not eat. So it's a violation of the Saxon Shabbatish. You didn't physically muzzle it. You're audibly muzzling it. Or in Igabakal, if you have a Sharva Chamor Yachtov, you're violating Kalayim, but you're not actually pushing the animals to plow together. You're shouting at them to plow together, and they're following your command. That's a Maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan Merchayev, Akimas Piv Avi Maisa, Rishon Shom Potter, Akimas Piv Lo Avi Maisa. And they're arguing about whether Akimas Piv is a Maisa or not. So bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that we view Dibor like a Maisa because of Akimas Piv, even when the Ikr Chiyuv is not about the fact that you're moving your lips. The Ikr Chiyuv is about the fact that a call came out and went to the ears of somebody else. So therefore the Kash is back. Why, by Edim Zomim, is their dibor not considered a maisa? The answer we wanted to give is because it's all about the kol. Well, Osachsom is also about the kol, and Kalayim is also about the kol, and that was enough to be a maisa. Ela Marav Hashayni Edim Zomim of the Yeshu Bari'iyah. Now, what distinguishes Edim Zomim, the reason Edim Zomim is not considered a maisa, is because the Ikr Chiyuv is about seeing. Well, what do you mean the Ikr Chiyuv is about seeing? So the way Rav Moshe explains Shitas Rashi, Rav Moshe in the Dibros in Ksubas Simul Chav Gimel Anaf Beis explains Shitas Rashi is that they're made sheker that they saw what they're being made about. And sheker does not involve any maisa. There's no maisa in the sheker. So because it's really about the shakranos of it, and sheker is not considered a maisa. That's not what it sounds like from Rashi. What it sounds like from Rashi, and the way most of the Rishonim understood Rashi, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chiddush Arad, is that Eidos, the Ikar of Eidos, is what you see. Seeing doesn't involve any Maisa. The problem, all the Rishonim point out with Rashi, is these are Edim Zomim. They didn't see anything. So it's you can't say, oh, they're Averos in what they saw, and the seeing is not a Maisa. They didn't see it. That's why they became Edim Zomim in Imanu Yisem. So that's why Rav Moshe has to touch it up and say that, no, Rashi means that the Sheker is not a Maisa, that the fact that what they're saying is not true. That's not a Maisa. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Balov zeh medaber bein aprakim. A balov means that he gets the spirit to speak from between his joints. Mibein atzilei yadav, or from his armpits. Yadoni zeh miniach etzem yadua bepiv u'medaber me'elav. Yadoni is he takes a bone of a yadua in his mouth and some type of animal, and it speaks on its own. So meisvei the Gemara challenges. The pasuk says v'ahaya ke'ov me'eretz kolech, that the people should be so lowly that their voice should be heard like the sound of an ove which speaks from underground. My love, the mishtoy kiyorche, doesn't that mean that the mace, it remains in the ground and speaks from the kever and doesn't speak from the armpit? If it spoke from the armpit, the voice should come out pretty clearly. But if it's muffled because it's 6 feet underground, that's what the Navi seems to be describing. So says Gemara, lo, it's not a raya that doesn't come up, that the voice doesn't come out of the kever. The mace does come up, but Vyasiv in a prakam and sits between the joints, umishtoy, and speaks there. It just speaks in a very low voice, and that's what the Navi was referring to, the very low voice that the spirit speaks with. Tashimasa says, well, I'll give you another challenge. The Navi in Shmuel Aleph, when it talks about the Balas Ov that brought up Shmuel's spirit when Shaul HaMelech had nowhere else to turn. So he went to a Balas Ov to figure out what to do, and she brought up the spirit of Shmuel. Vatomer Isha El Shaul Elohim Reisi Olim Min Haaretz. That Elohim over here, it's not Elohim. Elohim means a very chashuv people I see coming up Min Haaretz. So my love, Dimishtai Ki Yorchei, doesn't that mean that the mace comes up from his kever and speaks in a normal way and is not in between your joints or anything like that? Meaning the description of how Shmuel's spirit came up sounds like it just came up, that it wasn't resting in between joints or under armpits or anything like that. So it says, well, no, the Yasavina Prakam Mushtai. Who says? Maybe it means that that Shmuel's spirit came and started speaking from between joints and armpits and things of that nature. Not that it just came up in the natural way. If I recall, the one of the Mefarshim on the Navi over there, when it describes the Balas Ov, there's a machlokas whether any of this is real. Meaning, is this something that is all sleight of hand, or is this something that was it's something that you can actually do? It actually works, but you're just not allowed to do it. So one of the Mefarshim over there says that, I forgot which one, maybe the Ralbag, says that she was stunned, that the woman herself couldn't believe it worked, meaning it wasn't something that she thought. She had, you know, a guy behind the screen or something that was going to make noises or whatever, and she couldn't believe, because this wasn't the plan, meaning that wasn't her business. But anyway, Tan Rabbanan, Balov Echra Mala Bzikura Vechra Nishabal Gugolas. Balov is someone, whether he's Mala the Mace, and the way Rashi understands, and the Mace goes on his Ever Azachrus, meaning the spirit rests on his Ever Azachrus, or whether he has a skull that he's consulting with. Tosa says it can't mean the Ever Azachrus, because the story with Shaul was an Isha who is a Balas Ov. So how would that work if you know? So Toshan says, or the Nakvus, or you know, Osa Makom of Anisha. I mean, the point is that it's a negative spirit, so it goes to the most unclean place of a person's body. Ma bein zelazet. What's the difference between the two types of Bali Ov? So Mala Bizachro Enu Mala Kedarko. It doesn't come up in the normal way, in a way that the head is on top and the feet are on the bottom. Its feet are coming up first. Ve'eino ol b'Shabbos, and it also doesn't come up on Shabbos. Nishav al gugolas ol kedarko v'ol b'Shabbos. When he's consulting a skull, then it comes up in the normal way and in the right side up. And it's Ola on Shabbos. So Ola the Hechasalik Kamei Manach. What do you mean? Where's it going? Where's it going? Oh, it's the mace is lying on the ground in front of him. Ela Ema Ona Kedarko Va'Ona B'Shabbos. Meaning that it answers Kedarko from the place that it's on the Karka, and it doesn't go in between the joints to answer from in between the joints, and it answers on Shabbos. So va'af she'eluzu shalter nesrofus harasha as Rabbi Akiva, and this happens to be relates to one of the challenges that nesrofus harasha had against Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo nesrofus said to Rabbi Akiva, mayom yomayim, why is this day different? Why do you think Shabbos is any different than any other days of the week? Meaning Shabbos is not a natural phenomenon. Months, years, those are natural phenomena. Shabbos is just because we chose one day to be Shabbos, or God chose one day. So what makes this day any different? So Rabbi Akiva said, and what makes you different than any other regular guy? Meaning, why do people seem to respect you? So Amalo, he said, Demaritzave, because the Kesar chose me to be a high officer. So that's why people respect me. So Shabbos Nami Demaritzave. So Shabbos also is because Hashem chose it. Hashem decided it's going to be a special day. So Amalo, Tanusrofa said, Hachi Kaminalach. No, what I meant to say is, Mi Yemardin Shabbata. How do you know that it's Dafka this day and not some other day of the week that should be Shabbos? Meaning, what gives an indication that it's this day that's special? You can pick any day to take a day off. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva said, Nahar Sabbatun Yochiach, that the Nahar Sabbatun Sabbatian, the Sabbatian river should show is proof enough, because throughout the week it rages and on Shabbos it's quiet. Balov yochiach, balov is proof, because the spirits come up the rest of the week when a balov does his thing, but it doesn't come up on Shabbos. And kivro shalav yochiach, and your father's own kever is a raya shein mal ashen b'Shabbos, that it's not smoke is not coming up from your father's kever on Shabbos, because the rishayim in Gehenim get a rest on Shabbos, and your father's a rasha in Gehenim, so the rest of the week he has smoke coming up, but on Shabbos it rests. So Amlotan, the Rav says, Bizisu b'yashu b'kilalto, you're a mevazi, you're a mevayish, and you're a mekalel my father by saying that he's in Gehenim. That's a terrible thing to say about a person. Okay, shol ov haynu dori shalameisim. So says Gemara, wait a second, why does the pasuk say that you're not allowed to be shol ov yudoni v'dori shalameisim? Isn't shol ov an example of dori shalameisim? You're pulling up the spirit. So says Gemara, dori shalameisim kidetanya. Dori shalameisim is something different than ov, and it's as follows: v'dori shalameisim is Dorish al Mesim means someone who starves himself in order to go to the Beis HaKvaros and have a Ruach Tuma rest on him, in order to impose a ruach tumah. That it's dafka the lun bebeis hakvaros. The Torah Chaim says that it's dafka belayla that the ruach tumah is going to be there, and that's why when Bilam was sent to the shluchim from Balak, he said, "Stay with me overnight, and in the morning I'll respond to you what to do," because he needed a ruach tumah, and ruach tumah only comes at night. So kshay Rabbi Akiva magil lemikrazel hayibocha, and when Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he would cry. If a person who starves himself in order to have a ruach tuma come upon him and it works, so someone who starves himself in order to be able to have a ruach tahara, a ruach of kedusha come on him, you would imagine that would work as well. The Rashi says, why would you imagine that works as well? Because midah tova is meruba midas peranos, and therefore if it works for the midas peranos, it's going to work for the midah tova. The Yad Rama says a little differently. He says, based on the Gemara Yuma, that habali tamei poschino, habali tayir misayeinlo. That if you want to be mitame, so they'll open up a little bit for you to be mitame. But if you want to be mitayir, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you siyata deshmaya to be mitayir. You get a much, much stronger thing to be mitayir. So avolmaya, so because what can we do? Shavanoseinu garmulanu, our sins have caused this problem. Shneimer kim avanoseichem ayim avdilim beinechem levein elokeichem. That our averos are a hevdel between us and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amrav, you both said, if the tzaddikim want, they could cleanse themselves from any sins, and they'll be able to have such spiritual power that they could create a world. And the pasuk says that it's your averos that are mavdil you beinechem levein elokechem. So it sounds like without our avonos, there would be no hevdel beinechem ubein elokechem, and you'd be able to do things that God does. You'd be able to create things. Rava bara gavra. Rava, in fact, created a person. That's the way Rashi understands. Rabbi Nachmanel says that Rava did it with achizas einayim. It was a magic trick, but he didn't actually create a person, and it was just to show how the chatumim mitzrayim turned their sticks into snakes. So Rava says, I could do magic tricks also. The Yad Rama says that it cannot be that it's just in a magic trick, because a magic trick is always when both people are present. The Gemara says in the next line, Shadre lekamed Rabbi Zeira. He sent this person to Rabbi Zeira. The magic trick never continues without the magician, right? So it can't be that he would have been sent to Rabbi Zeira, the Adrama writes. Rabbi Zeira started talking to this person and he wasn't responding. He says, oh, you're the guy that Rava created and you don't have the capacity for Dibur. Hador la'afreich, go back to the dirt. So Rabbi Chanin Rabbi Ushaya v'yasvi kol malei Shabbata. Rabbi Chanin Rabbi Ushaya used to sit every Erev Shabbos v'aski b'sefer Yetzirah, and they were involved in Sefer Yetzirah. Umibrulu iglu tilta, and that through tzira faosios that the world was created with, they managed to create a little calf every Erev Shabbos, and because at the ideal age for the meat to be tender and perfectly good, va'achilei, and they would eat it l'kavod Shabbos. The Rashba says only the tzorach mitzvah they were allowed to do that. That's why it was only on Erev Shabbos that they would do it, because otherwise you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do stuff like this, even if you know how. you're not allowed to create things. They use this Gemara as there aren't very many sources in Shas for lab-grown meat and what its status is and whether. So this Gemara is used as one of the sources for the possibility that that there's of a meat that can come, that you can have actual meat that comes not from a mother and a father, not from you know. So they use Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara doesn't say anything about it. It doesn't say whether it's fleishigs or not fleishigs, but at least it's kosher, right? It seems to indicate that it's. That it's kosher, even though it doesn't come from a mother that has split hooves or whatever. Tzarabban ma'onin. What is a ma'onin? Rabbi Shimon Omer zeh ma'avir shiva minei zachur ala ayin. That someone who puts seven different types of semen on the eyes and does kishuf that way. V'cham Omer zeh ochis haseinayim. That means someone who does some sort of trick. Rabbi Akiva Omer zeh mechashi vita b'sholz v'omer ayom yafalatzeis l'machar yafalikach. That today's a good day to go out. Tomorrow's a good day to buy things. L'mud De arve shvi yos chitin yafos ikuri kitnios mios raos. That in erev shnas shmita they say that the wheat is good and the kitnios that have not been harvested are not going to rot or whatever. I mean, they find times that are lucky times and unlucky times, and that's a violation of ma'onein. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tan Rabbanan at the very bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day.